Good evening. This is Patrick Donahue again. On many programs, we read John 8, 31 and 32. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. So we can't truly be a disciple of Jesus. According to Jesus, we can't unless we continue in his word. We can't just read his word and do what we want to. We have to obey his word. And then he says, if we continue in his word, verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Talking about being made free from sin. Only the truth will make us free from sin, not false doctrine. And we've applied that in many of our programs to doctrine, what the Bible teaches on different topics. You know, what we want to talk about tonight has to do with the Bible and science at the same time. Now, the Bible was not written to be a book on science, not a scientific book, textbook by any means. But when it does speak on science, then it speaks the truth. And we have to believe what it says because that's God's truth, and only the truth will make you free. To that end, I've invited my friend Tommy Thrasher, who's an expert on, much more so than I am, an expert on creation evolution type topics. Tommy, are you with us tonight?
Yes, glad to be with you tonight, Pat.
And what I thought we'd have Tommy teach us on tonight has to do with what many religious people actually believe. They say that, well, yeah, we believe that God created the heavens and the earth and all living things, and we don't believe in evolution per se, but we don't really believe what Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 say, that God created the earth in six literal 24-hour days. And so I've invited Tommy on tonight to talk about that. And Tommy, just give us some opening comments about the difference between what the Bible teaches about how long it took God to create the universe and all living things, as opposed to what even many denominational preachers say as far as it taking, God did it, but it took him eons of time.
This I do consider a very important question, because to me it basically comes down to a matter of faith. Those who, in essence, reject what Genesis 1 and 2 and many other Bible passages say concerning creation and the period of time involved, 6 days, in rejecting that, they show that they really don't believe the Bible. There are just so many who, in their approach to the Bible, attempt to interpret the Bible on the basis of something else that they accept. Let me give an example. I don't know if you've talked about Mormonism any on the program, any of the programs so far, but I'm sure both of us and many of those in the audience have probably had discussions with the representatives of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or Mormons. And in my conversations with them, they introduced the Book of Mormon, of course. And when I began to point out contradictions and inconsistencies between the Book of Mormon and the Bible, they will basically say, well, the Book of Mormon is right, and the Bible just isn't translated correctly. In fact, in their articles of faith, they make that charge that we believe the Book of Mormon to be the Word of God. We believe the Bible to be the Word of God insofar as it's translated accurately. So my point is, what people often do is they approach the Bible is they really accept something else as being the standard of truth, and then they attempt to interpret the Bible, and in effect that means disbelieve the Bible, but while they claim to hold to it, they really don't. And so it becomes a matter of faith, or in the case of holding to a long periods of time for the creation, a matter of lack of faith. So in introducing this, basically I would say that the issue involved is whether we believe the Bible, accept what it says, which is truth, as you pointed out, or whether we, in effect, reject that for some other position or some other theory. I would contend there is no justification whatsoever for holding to God's creation over very long periods of time, but that we can simply accept the clear teaching of the Bible that we'll be exploring some. that God made the world, he made all things, during the 6 days that are described in Genesis chapters 1 and 2.
Let me mention to the audience, as usual, we are allow you to call in with your question or comment. And the number to call if you have a question or a comment, for Tommy especially, since he's not on here every week, call us at 1-877-655-6755. That's 877-655-6755. Now, Tommy, I guess what you're saying is that people start out with thinking that science teaches that it took so long for the earth and the universe and so forth to be formed. Therefore, they start out on that basis and then reinterpret the Bible to fit science instead of believing just exactly what the Bible says. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
That's correct. And of course, as you've already indicated, the Bible is not a book of science or mathematics or history or many other things, but everything that the Bible says that relates to those subjects is absolutely true. And I mentioned this is really an issue of faith or lack of faith. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, which you and probably many in the audience realize is a chapter devoted to faith and gives many examples of faith. Well, one that we don't really call attention to much is Hebrews 11, verse 3, where the King James Version reads, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Now, the explanation for the existence of things that many give is that things evolved over a long period of time. And I know we're not focusing on that tonight. But the fact is, this passage also says that it's a matter of faith that we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Not over long, long periods of time, millions, maybe billions of years, but over a period of 6 days by the Word of God. In fact, in Genesis chapter 1, that idea is repeated a number of times that God spoke and things were brought into existence. How much time does that take if we believe what the Bible says? In Genesis 1:31, for example, it says, "Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day." That completed God's creative acts. Acts that occurred not by God's going out and physically laboring to make the world, as we might go out and physically engage in activity to make something, but God, through his great power and might, was able to speak into existence those things that he had planned to do. And so the Bible, to me, again, is very clear that this is an issue of faith. And I would contend that those who reject the clear teaching that God's creative acts occurred over 6 days and replace that with the view that God created over long periods of time, again, maybe millions or billions of years, is on their part a rejection of the Bible and a rejection of the faith in the power that God had and has today and that he used in creation.
Tommy, speaking of that, what are some of the more common theories about how the people you're talking about reconcile old earth creationism? In other words, it took eons of time for God to create everything. How do they reconcile that with the biblical text? What are the more common theories about how they do that?
Well, of course, I don't believe that they are able to reconcile them, but their approach is often to make at least some of those days, and that will vary from person to person what they attempt to do, but they may, for example, make the first few days of creation into very long periods of time, and they just purely assert, no Bible proof whatsoever, that day one maybe was several million years. Day two may have been millions of years. But that just isn't what the text says, and it is completely unnecessary to hold to such an idea. Some hold to a gap theory, as it's sometimes called, that God, again, created sometime deep in the past, and then he sort of recreated during the 6 days of creation. Again, so far as I can find, there's no indication in the Word of God for that theory. My position would be that all we have to do is read what the Bible says and accept as a matter of our faith that comes by hearing the Word of God exactly what the inspired text reveals about the origin of things. And that origin consists of divine creation over a period of 6 days, and it is, to me, a challenge to the power of God to suggest that he needed longer than that, or that he took a great long period of time. And the only real reason that people take such a position, I think, is that they believe that scientific evidence is to the effect that the world has been around for billions of years. So in trying to reconcile what we read in the Bible with what they think is scientific evidence, then they favor the so-called scientific evidence, and they then reject, in effect, what the Bible teaches. Some who claim to be Christians have called the Genesis account myth. That is, it's not real. We probably have all studied mythology. I don't have a great deal of use for that, but we study in school sometimes what's called mythology. We understand those things aren't true. They're myths. They're stories that someone made up. And some take basically that approach with reference to the record that is provided by God in the opening chapters of his word. Really, they say that's myth, and some have called it the Genesis myth because they're not willing to accept what God said about it. And after all, how many of these people were there to observe when it happened? None of them. We have God who was there telling us what happened. And that's, so to speak, eyewitness testimony of the creation. And I contend we need to accept that. We need to trust God and what he says, and we need to recognize the power of God that he was able, without any problem, to speak and things would be brought into existence. That's how powerful God is. And the theories of people to come up with long periods of time are really just to accommodate what they think science shows. And I would challenge in many cases the so-called scientific evidence, for example, of huge periods of time, that the Earth is 4.6 billion years old or something like that. I believe there are all kinds of problems with that so-called scientific evidence, but that the Bible is true, just like you've already said. What God says is true, and we need to accept that because the truth makes us free. Rejecting the truth and accepting the opinions of people, even in some cases maybe good people in some ways, is just not satisfactory because God's Word is true.
If you have a Bible question on this topic for our subject matter expert, Tommy Thrasher, give us a call at 1-877-655-6755. Tommy's agreed to take your questions. He knew that going into the program, that we may have your call, so go ahead and call us. 877-655-6755. Tommy, you mentioned, at least the way I heard them called, the day-age theory and the gap theory. Did you want to spend a little time telling us how to refute those theories? Since they're false, and you know they're false, or you're teaching they're false, you must believe they can be refuted. Talk about that, Tommy.
Okay. There's a rather thin line between proving what I believe is true, that is, that God created in 6 days, and refuting contrary ideas, such as those two and perhaps others. I believe the refutation is to just read what God's Word says. Is it talking about 6 days, or is it talking about very long periods of time? whether we're talking about some gap involved or if we're talking about just eons of time on the various days of creation. I mentioned a few minutes ago from Genesis 1, verse 31, the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And let me just ask, how would that apply to eons of time? How would the terms such as evening and morning apply to very long periods of time? When we look at what was created on the various days of creation, then to hold to the view that these were very long periods of time doesn't resolve problems, it creates problems. For example, the existence of certain things without the sun or without other things that they would depend upon for their existence, how could that go on for millions or billions of years without those things existing, at least within a short time? Now, the belief in 6 days of creation does not present that kind of problem, but the belief in long periods of time instead of actual days of creation presents problems about how things existed for millions or billions of years in the absence of other things that were not in existence yet. So basically, the way I would suggest refuting those various theories, whatever they are, that are different from what the Bible teaches, is read the Bible and decide what you're going to accept. When we read the Bible and we read about these days of creation, and by the way, those same ideas are supported elsewhere in the Bible, if we have time to get to that. But those things, if that's true, that eliminates the need for and the fact of, in the minds of these long age people, it eliminates the need for such a position as that. So I would say that the main argument against these various theories is the fact they're absent from Scripture. And instead, a six-day creation is clearly taught. Quickly, Exodus chapter 31 and verse 17, and also Exodus 20, verse 11, references made a long time after creation to the fact that it was 6 days in which the Lord made the heavens and the earth. Moses, writing that a long time after creation, stated clearly it was 6 days. In Matthew 19, verse 4, the Lord pointed out, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female?" Jesus pointed to the accuracy of the Genesis account of creation, and he said that occurred at the beginning. Now, if the day-age approach is true, and those days were really millions or billions of years, then those things recorded about human beings and their origin on the sixth day of creation were not at the beginning. But the Lord said, "Have you not read that he who made them," that is man and woman, "at the beginning made them male and female?" Well, it was at the beginning, during those days, particularly the sixth day of creation. But if the days of creation, or some portion of them, were long, long periods of time, then that didn't occur at the beginning, and thus we have a contradiction in the Bible.
Rick from Maryland, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yes, how are you? I was just wondering, I always wondered why, after 6 days, God created the heavens and the earth, which is, I do believe that, literal translation of that, it says on the seventh day, he rested. But does that imply God, I mean, it doesn't imply God was tired, does it? It just meant that he just stopped what he was doing? Or how do you interpret the word rest when it said he rested?
Tommy, did you hear that question?
Yes, I did. You want me to go ahead and comment on that?
Yeah.
Okay, the word there, as the caller mentions, does not indicate that God grew tired. After all, again, the way he created was by speaking things into existence, things that he had planned to do. When the time to create came about, then God spoke things into existence. So it wasn't a question of his getting tired. But the idea of rest there was simply a cessation of his creative work. And so he ceased or rested from those creative acts, and because it was finished, as we read, for example, in Genesis 1, verse 31, just a little while ago.
You know, Rick, I was going to tie into something. Tommy made an argument from Exodus 20. Now, we're not under the Old Testament law anymore, so we don't have to keep the Sabbath day anymore. But when Tommy was bringing up Exodus 20, God says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, Exodus 21, verse 8. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. On it thou shalt not do any work. And then he goes, skipping down to verse 11, he says, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth. And this shows us that these days were not millions of years apiece, because the argument made in Exodus 20 is I want you guys to work 6 days, and these would be 24-hour days, and rest the seventh day, because that's what God did in the beginning. He rested six 24-hour days, and then rested on the seventh day. Make sense, Rick?
Yeah, that's how I see it. I mean, I totally agree with you, yes. Thank you.
We appreciate your call, Rick.
Okay, thank you.
Carol from Washington, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Hi, guys. Just give me a brief rundown on what you think is going on in verse 2, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, when it says the earth was chaos and in confusion. I've heard that Satan had already fallen from heaven, and he was part of this darkness and confusion, and then God came in and then start doing his work. Is that a true statement, or can you talk a little bit about that? Why was it dark and confused?
Tommy?
Okay, what I believe, and of course we don't have a whole long time to address the rest of the details there, but in the introduction in Genesis 1, verse 1, it gives a summary statement. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and so on. I believe in introducing the account of creation, it gives a summary statement that God created in the beginning, that things had not been formed yet, that things did not exist yet, but that God was about to bring them into existence, which is what then is recorded for the 6 days of creation. So, in other words, it gives a summary that it was God who created in the beginning, but that hadn't happened yet in the text. And then it describes the earth was without form and void. The earth was not yet created by God in all the ways that are explained later. But that was about to be explained by the Genesis writer by inspiration. And that's very brief, I know, but that basically in summary is what I believe.
So you don't think Satan caused the darkness?
I don't find anything there in the account or anywhere else that tells us that that's the case. I know there are ideas that people have, and in some cases their ideas might turn out to be true, but I guess my approach is I don't worry or I don't concern myself with things that the text does not tell me, but I focus on understanding and accepting what the text does say, and that is that God created in the beginning, and that he did this during 6 days. And so far as the role of the devil in some of that, I believe a lot of that is speculation. And I really just don't have information there.
Okay. We're going to have to go off the air. We got to go off the air. Thank you for your call. Talk to you later.